I'm joined by Sue Steele. She is running for city council on the Democratic ticket for District 3. Sue, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Before we jump into politics, why don't you just tell me and our audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I have lived in District 3 for 45 years, owned homes there, and been a taxpayer and raised my three children there, so it's obviously a very special place to me. I had a very interesting life as far as professionally goes. While I was still in college, I was recruited to serve as deputy clerk of the Rensselaer County Legislature. So while I was at Sage, in between classes, I'd scoot over and research and draft legislation, do constituent work, sort of thing, that sort of thing. Ultimately, I was named the first female clerk of the Rensselaer County Legislature. So that's a little feather in my cap, I guess. And I'm grateful because it opened the door for other women. My background, primarily in local government, I was county auditor for 4 years. I've done some work on the congressional level with in the district office congressionally. Worked for about 10 years in nonprofit world, so I'm familiar with a lot of social service programs. And then moved on to state government in the Office of Children and Family Services, which is a huge agency covering an awful lot of wonderful social programs from infant to the elderly. So I guess I've had a pretty broad career and doing that while raising three children and much of that time as a single parent. So I've learned to sort of juggle the balls, so to speak, and keep them in the air.
Thanks for sharing. Why decide now to run for city council? You've done it once before. Why now, and what's your platform?
I have always enjoyed working with people and helping people, if not on boards of directors, just about in any way I can. I currently chair the Troy Housing Authority, and that is a tremendous pleasure to me. I'm retired now. I feel that I have the time to devote to what I believe should be done for the District 3 residents. I think it takes a lot of time to really do a job well, and I'm ready to do that. My children are grown. I feel that I have the experience and the time to devote to being a full-time city council person.
Can you just tell us a little bit about District 3, what neighborhoods are included, and also some of the areas you think need to be focused on?
Certainly. District 3 is a pretty good-sized district, but the three prime neighborhoods that I think help define it, Freer Park, Sickaway, and Beeman Park. I have lived in Sickaway. I currently own a home in Beeman Park. I've been there for 41 years. I think that, for the most part, we have fewer problems than some of the other parts of the city, but I think because of not having a real voice, we've been a bit neglected. And we have some very unique problems that I think need addressing. For me, in Beeman Park, we are very challenged with the erosion of our residential neighborhoods to student housing. We have St. Peter's and RPI, who really are huge components of our neighborhood. And so it's a real challenge to keep our neighborhood intact. One of the things that I would hope to work on, I've pledged as a city council person to meet once a month in a public space and invite people to come and join me in conversation so that we can share common concerns, ideas, and then I can take those conversations back with me to City Hall, to my colleagues on the council, to the administration, and we can frame policy and programs based on those conversations. I think that begins to open up better communication, and I think that's one thing that really needs to happen. People need to understand what's happening in their city, but why it's happening, and then I think they begin to embrace it more.
You also mentioned in some of your literature that you would aim to work on, you know, maintaining cities' fiscal stability, infrastructure, revitalizing neighborhoods, parks, et cetera. Could you dive into any of those?
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm hearing at the doors real concern about the infrastructure, the fact that we are an aging city and we have old pipes and sewer lines and so forth, and the fact that our streets are in dire need of proper repair, not just patchwork, but real repair. So I agree that we have not had the finances to do that properly. And so I was happy to see that the mayor has put in a 5-year plan to address that. I certainly support that. I would also like to look into a sidewalk improvement program that would help neighbors improve their own sidewalks in a cost-effective manner. I know that the city has traditionally used CDBG monies, but that tends to focus on just certain parts of the city. I truly believe that there are homeowners who would like to take care of their own sidewalk, but just don't have the resources. So that's a project that I would like to tackle and look into further. I would like to work closely with the neighborhood associations, and where there aren't neighborhood associations, see if we can't help to develop them, because I think that that is where the heart of the city lies, is in the neighborhoods. And the more that we work in community with each other, the more we get done. I think that there are great volunteer possibilities for the parks that we have. We have two. They have the two huge parks within our District 3, and they have tremendous potential. Freer Park has done a wonderful job, and I think we can expand on that, and we can do more. Beeman Park is a bit neglected. At the moment, it's primarily used by the Samaritan Children's Center as their playground, and I would like to see some more programs for the neighborhood children as well.
You are running on the Democratic Party line for City Council 3. What do you offer that your opponent doesn't offer, and what happened to the Green Party line in your district?
Okay, well, I think the Green Party line is an excellent example of how my opponent and I actually can work together. We were approached by the chairman of the Green Party and asked not to primary that line, and so we agreed to do that.
Can you just explain why there's been some controversy around the Green Party line in this election specifically here in Troy?
The whole minor party line dilemma is complicated, but what tends to happen is people who are not true Green Party members, people who have been members of other parties but register as Green or enroll in the Green Party, tend to take over the party or co-opt the party. They may not be of the philosophy of the Green Party, but they vote and they can basically take over the party. So, and that has happened in Troy. It's not only with the Green Party, unfortunately, the Independence Party, other parties as well. And it gets to be a game where if you're on more lines, you tend to have a better advantage. I had been endorsed by the Working Families Party. I went through the interview process. They liked what I had to say. They endorsed me. And then I lost that line in the primary because, very definite example, folks who are not really Working Families Party members voted for my opponent. So, I mean, that's just an example of the complicated party system in New York State.
Just to bring it back around, neither of you are, and nobody is on the Green Party ticket in District 3
Correct.
On the ballot right now. Correct. Okay. And what sets you apart from your opponent?
I have nothing negative to say about my opponent. I had not met him until the race, although I understand my oldest son and he were in high school or knew each other in high school. But personally, I think I provide a certain maturity, and I think that that's not only something that distinguishes me from my opponent, but I think would be a contribution to the council. We have some great young minds on the council, but I think we also need someone with some experience, someone who's lived in the city for probably as old as they are and can look at it through a slightly different lens. And I think in that respect, I may represent more of the average homeowner in District 3. Other than that, you know, I think we both are well-intentioned and want to serve the residents of District 3 the best we can.
I just want to give you the last word. Is there anything else you want to say to our audience, how to find you online or anything of this nature?
I am reachable by my email, Sue Steele, Steele, the number 4, Troy, @gmail.com. I'm glad to say that folks have received my information, and I'm already getting calls, already beginning to do some constituent work, which I love. I mean, that's what it's all about. I just encourage everyone to vote on November 5th. Local elections are so important because they decide what services are going to be received directly. I mean, you decide the people who are going to make those direct decisions that impact your life. And we saw it 2 years ago in a district race. It was lost by one vote. So I would encourage everyone, the polls will be open 6 to 9. Please try to schedule a time during that period to vote. And in District 3, those polling places are the RPI Fieldhouse and Conway Core Departments. And perhaps if you are concerned about getting out that day, there is the early voting option in our closest location, regrettably, is in Brunswick, but that's also a possibility. And please, I encourage people to reach out to me. This is what it's all about, being in conversation.